The wardens fell back to fight a holding action against the Red Court so that our wounded could escape to safety, Lucio reported, her crisp voice at odds with her weary eyes. That was when they loosed the outsiders upon us. We lost another 23 wardens in the first moments of combat, and many more were wounded. There was silence while she took a long pull from her bottle, emptying it, then setting it down sharply on the table, anger flickering in her eyes. If senior council members McCoy and Liberty had not come to our aid, we might have all died there. Even with them, we managed to hold them only long enough for the gatekeeper and the Merlin to raise a ward behind us to give us time to escape. A ward? I blurted. Are you telling me that they stonewalled an entire army of vampires and demons with one ward? You don't get to be Merlin of the White Council by collecting bottle caps, Ramirez said, his voice dry. I glanced aside at Ramirez. He grinned at me and swigged beer. McCoy was injured, Lucio continued. Ramirez snorted. Who wasn't? Lucio snapped. Carlos. He lifted a hand in surrender and settled back onto his chair again, but his grin never faded. There were many injuries, Lucio continued, but as the hospice in Sicily had been taken, we diverted the worst cases to a hospital we control in the Congo. She stared at her bottle for a moment. Her mouth opened, and then she closed it again. She closed her eyes. Morgan frowned at her. Then he put a hand on Lucio's shoulder, looked at me, and said, "The vampires knew." I got a sick, twisting feeling in my stomach. Oh, God.
It was daylight there, Morgan said, and the place was a fortress of the Merlin's wards. There was no way for the vampires to breach it from the Never Never, and nothing short of a demon lord could have broken through them. His mouth twisted, and his eyes glittered with rage and hate. They sent mortals against us, against men and women lying injured, unconscious, helpless in their beds. The anger in his voice seemed to strangle him for a moment.
But, I said, look, I know what it's like going up against mortals you don't want to kill. It's difficult, but they can be stopped, fought. Bullets and explosives can be defended against. Which is why they used gas, Ramirez said quietly, stepping in where Morgan and Lucio's voices had failed. His own tone was serious. His grin had vanished. A nerve agent, probably sarin. They deployed it against the entire hospital, the people we had protecting it, and six square blocks of city around it. He put his own bottle down and said, no one survived. My God, I whispered. There was dead silence.
Ebenezer?
I asked in a whisper. You said he was wounded. Was he? Ramirez shook his head. Stubborn old bastard wouldn't go to the hospital, the young warden said. He went with one of the teams staging a counteroffensive with the Fellowship of St. Giles.
Thousands of innocent mortals died, Lucio said, and there was a slow, low snarl in her voice.
She kept it tightly leashed and under control, but I heard it. I recognized it, and I knew what it was like to feel it permeating my words.
Women, children, thousands. And today I buried 143 wardens. I sat there stunned.
In a single, vicious stroke, the Red Court had very nearly destroyed the White Council.
They have crossed every line, Lucio said, her voice quiet and precise. Violated every principle of war of our world and the mortal world alike. Madness. They have gone mad.
They've committed suicide, I said quietly. They don't have a prayer against the council and the fairy courts alike.
The Shi were taken by surprise, Morgan rumbled. They aren't prepared for a fight, and we're holding on by our fingernails. We've got less than 50 wardens capable of combat. Without our communications network in order, members of the council have been attacked individually and by surprise. We don't know how many more wizards have died.